With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Heavy storms slammed the Houston area again Friday, adding more water to an area already experiencing dangerous flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says flooding has been heavy in Houston over the past week.
It's really been several waves of heavy rain that have impacted the greater Houston area. The first one coming on Sunday night into Monday morning, and then several additional periods of rainfall after that that have led to both flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers.
He predicts more heavy rain for the area over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. representative and his wife are indicted, correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The charges are in connection with a federal probe into Cuellar and his wife's ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The Justice Department says the couple is in custody after surrendering to authorities. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. I'm Mike Kempen.
University of Michigan graduation was interrupted by pro-Hamas demonstrators. Michigan graduates and their families responded by shouting them down, chanting, USA, USA. At George Washington University, pro-Hamas demonstrators took down the American flag, replacing it with two Palestinian flags. They were eventually removed. Later, three GW students unfurled a massive American flag down the side of the building behind the flagpoles. This is SRN News. Supreme Court deals a blow to pornographers.
In a unanimous order, the justices have refused to block a new Texas law that requires pornographic websites to confirm that a user is 18 or older before admitting them to the site. Earlier this year, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. The pornographers say they will continue an appeal to the Supreme Court on the merits of the case, but for now, the age verification requirement stays in place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2 years after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, America's abortion landscape continues to shift. Currently, 14 states are enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. Most Democrat-led states, meanwhile, have taken steps to expand access to abortion and attract women from pro-life states. Florida, Maryland, and New York will have measures on the ballot in November to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. This is SRN News. Predominantly Muslim Turkey suspends all trade with Israel.
The largest volume of trade is going from here to there. About 70-75% of the trade relationship is Turkish exports. And let's not forget, there is an economic crisis here. The latest inflation rate figures are an official rate of about 68%. There will be an impact in Israel. Construction industry sources there are saying that about a third of the cement that Israel uses for local construction is coming from Turkey, and about 70% of the iron. Israel has already said it will look for a workaround. It will try to find new trade partners.
The White House is expanding health insurance coverage to illegal immigrants. Friday, the administration announced roughly 100,000 illegals brought to the U.S. as children will be able to enroll in a qualified health care plan. More details at srnnews.com.